Hey folks, it's John Orlando, and before you start listening to this episode of the PVD Cast, I want to just chat at you real quick about Stitcher Radio. I've been very vocal about being very proud to have the PVD Cast on Stitcher Radio, and if you're already listening to this particular episode on Stitcher Radio, you know I'm speaking the truth. You know how awesome it is. It is a free app that is easily downloadable to any tablet, any Android, any iPhone. And you can listen anytime, anywhere, even without Wi-Fi or cell connection. Stitcher is an award-winning app that brings you all the news, all the entertainment, all the wrestling, all the whatever you want to listen to. There's probably a podcast on Stitcher Radio for it. So folks, if you haven't already downloaded the app, go to Stitcher.com. They'll tell you where you can get it, or just go to your app store and download it. And then you'll be able to catch up on all of the podcasts that you love, even mine, the PVD Cast. So, with that being said, Stitcher Radio, it's the place to be, it's the place to get your podcasts. Go on over to Stitcher.com or check out your app store and download the app. And with that, thanks for listening to this edition, this new episode of the PVD Cast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, bringing you, of course, the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio, and the man that's joining
me. Did we start already?
We started already.
Oh, I had no idea if we started or not.
It's the voice of the marquee, Mikey D. Mikey, how you doing?
I'm good. You can call me Mike Dodge. I like it. You're sure? Mikey D, but you know what? Mike Dodge. It's my real name. I like it.
Well,
I mean, I have a Rams symbol on my arm for a reason, John.
you've been stuck with that name for a while, too, so you better like it.
My damn parents, man. No, I can't complain, though. I mean, Dodge.
Why did they go Mike? Why did they go Michael? Is that a family name?
Be honest, it was more, they thought I was going to be a girl, and my name was actually going to be Betsy, so I don't know what that has to do with Michael, but,
that's a complete 180.
I just thought that, you know me, I like interesting facts, and that was, you know, if I was going to be a girl, my name was Betsy, but who calls, like, who's...
I know Betsy.
You do?
Yeah.
Like, is she older?
Right about your age.
No.
Yeah.
See, I just... those
a fellow colleague and coach.
But those type of names, Betsy, Diane...
The Betsy I know is an attractive woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's about your age, too.
All right. Well, I don't know. Those names, they just... The old...
Stella.
Yeah, like those type of things. Keir Grigg. I made that up, but it's something like that. I mean,
did you mean Keurig, like the one cup coffee makers?
No, what's the name that's close to that?
Kira?
That's more stripperish. Like, I think no, you can get away with Kira. I don't know. What's next?
what's next on the agenda?
Moving on.
All right, well, I guess I wanted to have you back on here because, you know, we kind of hinted on it before, I believe, in Coshocton, when we did OCW Live. But
We're having an all-wrestling podcast, right? Right now.
We are.
Let's do it. I like it. Let's shoot. Let's shoot on people. I don't know. I don't have anybody to shoot on, but, you know, I'll make stuff up and I'll start.
But then it's not a shoot if you make stuff up.
I don't care. I just want to. I am so lonely and so alone. I just want to be loved. And if shooting is the way to go, shooting is the way to go. Okay. Even if I have to make it up.
Well, I guess the question that I want to know, and not I want to know, the people want to know, you know, you were on the shelf for a while. You know, you had a pretty bad injury, in all seriousness. So. I don't even know if injury is the right word. Ailment? Illness? Well, so why don't you fill the folks in at home what put Mikey on the shelf for, what, 6-7 months?
It might have been a little bit longer than that, but, man, what a buzzkill you are. Buzzkill. I had so much... Anyway, apparently, I found out that I had walking pneumonia for close to about a year and a half. And me being me with doing wrestling and other activities, I didn't really necessarily take the best care of my body, you know, basically trying to get it to healthy-wise.
Yeah, trying to get it to heal up.
Yeah, like, I never did that for close to, a little close to 2 years and all that. And then eventually one day came where one day I realized that, I cough almost every day, and it's been like that for a year. Like, that's probably not that good of a thing. And it was, the coughs kind of turn into, like, really hard, piercing shots to my rib cages, like just pain and then back pain. And one day, I remember I did a show at, I did a War, Ohio show. And the next night after that, I got up from my queen size bed, which was amazing, by the way. It's an amazing bed. But going back to that, I got up from that, and I eventually just fell to the ground, and I thought I broke my back. So me being the badass that I am, John, I do eat babies for breakfast, and I cut down trees with my own bare hands.
Okay.
I just got back up and just went to bed. And the next day after that, I went to work and went to urgent care after that because I thought that I did actually break my back, and I realized that I am not human, and because I assumed with the last name like Dodge, you're made of steel. And apparently I'm not.
You're not.
It was, I went home, got back up from the couch, coughed, fell back down to the floor, could not breathe, and my loving sister came in and called good old 911 for me. And they grabbed me, took me over to the hospital, and they diagnosed me with basically saying that I had a collapsed lung.
Mm-hmm. And which is serious. That's very serious.
And the reason why it was collapsed was because with the pneumonia, basically my body formed almost an entire cyst around my lung, which formed it to collapse, and which explained my back pain and everything, because everything was squeezing down and pushing into, my spine and all that stuff, or I don't know, wherever the lung is. But
I believe that would be correct.
And am I too close to this thing?
No, you're fine.
You sure?
You're A-OK. Okay. All yes.
Right. All right. You're talking about the mic. The microphone. The blue, yes. Blue. What is it? BH. Okay. Blue.
The blue snowball.
Oh, the blue.
That's what it's okay. called.
And
that's the brand name.
That's the okay. All right. There are brands, so we can say the name. All right. Anyway. So
what did they do? Because from what I understand, you had a surgery.
I had to end up getting surgery. So all they had to do, I have 3 pretty badass looking scars on my side. They had to put 2 draining tubes in my side. And then right under my armpit, they had to take a knife down and they actually had to scrape my lung. Yeah, it was messed up. I actually tried to get a video of it. Because how they have the cameras and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right, and sure, yeah.
I asked the doctors for it, and he said that that's, classified, like, they keep it, which, I mean...
Confidential.
But why is it that big of a deal if... Like, why couldn't I have it if I wanted
I don't know.
It?
I don't know
but
why,
that doesn't make
you.
Sense, though, yeah.
Right, like, if I went in and go, can I have Mike's, yeah.
Well, yeah,
that
would
be
different,
weird, first of all.
But who's gonna, like, but what person do you think at the hospital... Like, is there somebody that's in charge of all that? Like, there is probably close to millions of surgery videos. Like, do they just watch those all day? Or how does that work?
Well, I think they record them for probably training, like young doctors. Like, this is how you should do this procedure.
Funny story that you did say training in young doctors, because I actually remember, which is really rare, from what I've heard, that right before I went into surgery, because I remembered everything. I even remembered the dream I was having after I woke up after surgery. I was in a field. Liam Nelson was there.
Liam Nelson?
Is that his name?
Liam Neeson?
Yeah. Liam Neeson was there. And we were in a barn.
Really?
In Wisconsin. Okay. And there were zombie nurses that were trying to get into the barn.
Uh-huh.
And Liam
killed them all.
No, no. He didn't do shit though. I even think that that's even what I told him, and he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't," you know, or however he talks, and
he talks somewhat similar to that. So
they were, the zombies were actually dressed up in scrubs.
Oh, not a sexy nurse outfit.
No, they were zombies, okay. And I remember I opened the door. And this, I just remembered, I open up the door.
Yes.
And I start fighting them.
Yes.
And then I actually open up my eyes in real life, and I realize that there are 3 to 4 nurses holding me down because I'm actually trying to yank the tubes out of my side.
Wow.
And, and I remembered it all. Then eventually, I realized it, and I realized what I was doing, and I was like, you know, all right. My bad, y'all. My fault. Anyway, but going back to that funny story, right before I went into surgery, I was completely naked. Well, I mean, I had the gown on.
Right.
And apparently, the surgery that I went in for is very rare, especially for somebody with my age to have.
Right.
And the surgeon, who he was, nicest dude ever. He said, just giving you a heads up, when you go in there, it's going to be very cold, and there's going to be a couple students in there just kind of taking notes and watching it. John, I walk in there, and there's close to maybe about 20 to damn 30 just students. And that's what they look like. They all were wearing scrubs, but they actually were sitting in chairs up on the wall with their notepads. And, of course, they turn me on my side, and my ass is showing, and I'm all hanging out, and they can see it all. And I remember the very last words I said before I went out is, the physician, he said, he was like, "Okay, well, are you ready?" And I was like, "Yeah, hold on." And I looked to all of them, and I just said, hope you enjoy the show. And then I just, then that was it.
You know, I'm I'm pretty sure as a doctor you see plenty of butts.
Yeah, it just was awkward.
It's awkward for you.
It was scary because I felt like I was in hostel or something like that.
Right,
I was basically gonna get cut open and people were there for their own enjoyment. But
now, how long after the surgery did you feel better? Was it immediately or was it a couple weeks later?
It was
I feel back to my normal self.
It was a cup. It was a rough couple weeks after that.
Really?
It was close. I would say I felt 100% would be probably around 2 months I kind of felt I can breathe and I don't cough and this feels amazing.
All right. So then I guess this is the question that I've been curious about. At any time during this process, did you go, "I'm going to hang it up. I'm not going to go back and wrestle"?
Yeah, because I thought that I had to.
So there was this is not an option, man.
Yeah,
you go back, you could get hurt.
Yeah, worse. And at first that's what it was scary because that's what the doctors told me at first, and because I remember this was a couple of days after the surgery because I was in the hospital for about maybe 2 weeks. I was still in the hospital, and I asked him, I was like, I do wrestle, and I remember the nurse just shaking her head, and she's like, "Well, I'll get the doctor to come in," and he kind of told me that you can't do this, it's not good on your body, but, again, you just have to wait and see, in a month from now, you got to get a physical, and...
So, have you been cleared?
I have been cleared. I have been told to tone it down a little bit to watch what I do.
So no more crazy moonsaults?
Well, I'm a lot more bigger now, so I don't think it's gonna be
moonsault's not in the cards. Is that what you're saying?
So it's more like just a roll off the top rope.
So you've got to change your style then and how you work.
I did. I had to become, you know, which maybe it has helped me because now I try to do a lot more. Use my voice and use, you know,
be more the character.
Be more character, which is tough. Even though there are a couple shows where I haven't done that, I've just, you know, done back body drops on the cement floors and all that, and that's part of life. You fall down, it happens. There's nothing you can do about it. So that's right now. That's kind of the big adjustment is doing that, and you know, hey, it's a journey, it's an adventure, so. Train keeps on rolling.
Well, speaking of an adventure, a couple weeks ago, OCW was in action down in Zanesville, and you teamed up with Sherman Tank. So, do you like teaming with Tank?
I hate Sherman Tank. No, I'm kidding. Tank, I'm sure you're listening to this. You know I love you. No, I do love Sherman Tank, though. No, it was fun. He knows the business very well.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
He has very great insight on it. And he is one of those guys, and it's very rare, where he does like to see... In this business, you put yourself first no matter what. But there are those guys that, you know, one day, I hope I can get to the point. I'm obviously not there yet, but, you know, as I get older... my body allows me to keep doing this. I want to be the guy that when I see other guys coming in, I will say to myself, damn, like, they're good. And damn,
help them
like,
out.
Yeah, move help them out.
Yeah.
A lot of guys don't do that, and Tank's one of those dudes that does that. Yeah. And, you know, and he has sweet wrestling gear. I mean, the baggy shorts with the shirt, I mean... I was actually upset with him that night because I thought that he was going to bring me a pair. And, it was going to be like his only old ones. So his shorts probably would have gone down to my ankles.
I was going to say, I don't think they would have fit you.
And his sleeves might have gone down to my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know, other than that, it's all right.
So we're going to see more of the Sherman Tank, Mikey D.
I think so. You know, we clicked very good. I got his fat butt dancing. Oh, I'm sorry. I got his slim butt dancing. And, you know, Tank again, you know, I love you. And, it was fun.
Well, he's got a challenge for the 11th anniversary show in April 12th in Coshocton at the Hopewell School. He challenged Jason Dragon to find a couple of guys. He's going to find a couple of guys. Can we go ahead and break it? Is it newsworthy enough to break that Mikey D might be one of those guys?
He might be. I mean,
he hasn't asked you yet.
Here's the thing about Mikey D. A lot of people seem to forget about Mikey D. And I think a lot of people now, granted, Mikey D might forget about
a show or two,
And which is, it happens.
You know what, we should just be honest with the people at home. Apparently Mikey forgot to attend a wrestling show he was supposedly booked on.
But I don't even know if I was even booked on the damn show. I'm sure if I was there, I'll say this, if I was there, I would have worked.
Yes.
So,
but he's upset at the fact that no one has
called,
text, emailed, nobody said anything about it, like... Hey, where the hell were you?
I mean, if I would, let's just say if I was driving there and, you know, knock on wood, if I drove off into a ditch, I mean, it makes me feel like, you know what, if I actually needed help, if I was to call somebody and say, hey man, I'm like real close to the show, can somebody come pick me up? I have a feeling that somebody's going to say, oh man, I forgot all about you. I didn't even know you were going to be here. But I mean, hey, it happens, you know. I mean,
I guess
stuff happens, you know.
Well, I'm sure Sherman Tank will be calling you soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he has.
You guys had a pretty good match.
Yeah, I did. I liked it. You know,
yeah, he had a pretty good match against Robbie Starr and Jimmy Shane. If it hadn't been for some shenanigans, a powdered wig, as a matter of fact.
I hate Jimmy Shane. Like, I hate that dude. That dude, I can't stand him. Like, I can't stand him. I don't even like Robbie.
What annoys you about Jimmy Shane the most?
Okay, one, look at him. That should be about it. Like, if you people have not seen him, people that are listening to this, you need to look at Jimmy Shane. Can you Google him now? Is that like,
I think you can.
Okay, all right.
I think you can.
Google,
sure.
No shame, Jimmy Shane. And he looks between, like, a mix between a possum and an ostrich. And that's just, it's not a good, like, that's a weird combination. But you kind of see it. You know, it's...
And you would know because you like to breed chihuahuas.
I do.
Right there, you would know about crossbreeding of animals.
I mean, I've tried a couple other things. Just see if they would breed.
You're just a regular man bear pig, if you will.
Yeah, I've tried. It hasn't been a very good successful breed, but
who knew that Mikey D was a scientist?
A lot of dead things, but it happens.
So, what are your goals in wrestling for this year, man?
My goals in wrestling for this year, with me changing it up, I feel the best way right now that I can entertain the people is if I got to start maybe being outside of the ring and helping out some of my friends as they work in the ring, I feel that that is what my goal this year might actually be, because I feel that that's going to make a better entertainment value than me actually being in the ring. If there's somebody in the ring, especially if it's like Joey Vengeance or one of my close friends,
right?
If they're in the ring and I don't have to do shit and I can just be outside of the ring and be me
and still add to
and
the product.
Still add that, you know,
okay,
that I feel like it's going to, the show, it'll get better quality for me, and you know, it's a win-win for everybody except maybe the people in the front row if I bend over and my ass crack pops out. You know, it happens.
Well, why don't you try not to have that happen?
That is true, man, but it's tough. It's tough. But, you know.
So you just basically want to continue to entertain the fans?
I just want to entertain them. That's my goal. Entertain them. That's my main goal. That's what I love doing. It's why I started doing it. I don't care if it's in front of 2 people, 20 million people, which, imagine that. You know.
Well, let's just go there. What if you were on network television? What if you were in the WWE? Would that change Mikey D? Would that change Mikey
D? Fuck yeah, it would change Mikey D. Are you serious? Man, I would forget every... No, I'm kidding. To an extent.
I wouldn't be in this dumpy Westerville house right now.
To an extent. No, but yeah, I mean, it would have... Like, that's the thing. If you were to get... you would have to be changed.
Sure.
In order for you to survive in that. Right. I mean, you know, and that's why I respect the shit out of all those guys. And, you know, because what you see on TV, to an extent, when they're not on TV, when they're out, they have to be that character. And it's hard for people. And that's kind of like where separates this than any other thing, because that's where it turns into an art form.
Right.
Because if you know that if you're a worker for network, you know, for them, can we say WWE? If you know, you know, WWE, if you work for them, if you see a large group of fans and you're just out at Subway and you see a large group of kids coming in.
Right.
You know, they're not going to want to see grumpy guy that that makes, you know, people entertain.
They want to see that.
They
want you to shake hands.
And so you have to, you know, and that's what, you know, they say that what they do, like with the fans. Like, you know, the WWE guys, that's what they do. That's how they act. And that's, for people, that's hard for normal people to understand that, which makes what they do so tough. Because
nobody says to Liam Neeson, hey,
yeah,
Will you stand up on a balcony with a 30-06? Yeah. You know, right, yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, and every now and then, you know.
That was a Schindler's List reference, yeah. By the way. I'm bringing it cultural tonight.
All right, Anyways. I like it. But,
Nobody asked him to defeat the Sith. How about that?
I like it. That's better. Fine.
Star Wars.
That's fine.
Bring
that's
it down
fine.
Some.
I like it. I like it. But, okay. Yeah, it's just, that's tough. That's tough to do. And that's, especially when you're not in the mood. And that's what, you know, and I've heard stories and I've seen a couple guys and.
You know, I just thought of something. I know, for those folks that don't know, you've been on the PVD cast before and we've went through your entire history in this business. So I don't really want to recap it. All right. And I know people are going to go, well, then why don't you get off your lazy ass, John, and upload that episode? I know. It's in the archives project.
We did it. It was up.
But it's not up anymore. When I switched over, it's not. And look, in the summer, I'm going to have everything archived up. That's my goal. So it'll be up eventually. But
is that your goal?
That's one of my goals. By the end of the summer, I want to have the first 23 episodes archived.
Okay.
Because I believe we start with 24 on my website, but and therefore also Stitcher Radio.
Is this when is
this is 40?
So when is this gonna be up?
Next week.
Okay, that works. Cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'll be up. I'm sorry. It'll be up this week, but it'll stay up till next week.
Oh, and then it has to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it'll. Still
I get
be
it.
Anywho, I don't think I asked you this question. Who was your favorite wrestler as a kid? Did I ask you that question?
There were.
Did we really talk about this?
I believe so. I mean,
all right, go ahead.
I'll try not to ramble on. I'll answer real quick. Obviously, one. If you're getting up, can you give me another one, please? If you have another one.
Way to just break kayfabe. But, thanks, Mikey. Way to break kayfabe that I'm going to the fridge to get a drink.
Well, I didn't know. I thought. I mean, I was asking for a water, but you know. Hey. No, when I first seen it, it's kind of funny because I'm going to piss a lot of old, like the veterans off. But again, they need to realize that when I was growing up, like it's what I had.
Right.
So, you know, obviously my favorite, you got to go with the good old Rey Mysterio. Because again, like, you know.
Right.
When I mention that, it drives veteran guys crazy. Because they're like, because it's.
It's not Macho Man Randy Savage.
You know, but he's up there, though. Right, okay. Like, he is right. Up there. Now, granted, he got up there when I started growing up a little bit, and then I started, good old YouTube came out, and you could see all these guys, and I was like, wow, like, I understand why the veteran guys, the older guys, why they are getting mad about that, but it's not our fault, you know, I wasn't born in the 70s, so I didn't have the privilege to experience WrestleMania 3 and 4 and all that stuff, you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But Rey Mysterio, just because he was different, and obviously, you know, he did a whole bunch of cool stuff, and, you know, people may not like it, but I really liked Rey Mysterio when he didn't have his mask.
Oh, God. You're one of the first and only people I know to say that.
Do you want
to
know? Do you remember my very...
I remember your nickname was the Filthy Animal. Mike Dodge.
He had a big play on that because you know I know.
And your first match in OCW was against your mentor Dusty Dillinger,
and I completely messed it all up too because I
made you pay, didn't he, for forgetting stuff?
Yeah, he did, but he was good about it.
Well, hey man.
But, you know, those, I had to pay.
That's the breaks.
Like, pay in the ring or pay for, like, the lap dance afterwards?
Well, I don't know about that. I meant pay in the ring.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
oh, okay.
If there's another story about that.
No, we won't.
There were no strip clubs in Richmond, were there?
We didn't think there was, but...
There is one?
I don't know. We might have just gone somewhere and we found something.
You didn't give a shit what city you were in.
All we knew is like, there were girls stripping.
There were
so.
Boobies.
So, I don't know. Right. But anyway, it's... But I did remember, I did a lot of fun stuff in that match, though. But he kind of covered me up pretty good, so... But again, I was new. You know, shit.
Yeah. You were it what? Happens. 18-year-old kid? Wet behind
I think
the
I was
ears.
19. 19 years old.
There you go.
It was good. It was fun.
All right, cool. All right, you want to talk about some current wrestling news? Some stuff that's come across the dirt sheet, so to speak.
Let me hear it. Let me hear it. This is a wrestling podcast. Let's do it.
It is a wrestling
podcast. I haven't got to shoot on anybody yet, but
Now the iPad is currently booting up. Is there anybody you'd like to shoot on real quick? Anyone at all?
Let's see. Speaking of Robbie Starr, I would like to shoot on him.
Okay.
Because I actually am jealous of him. I'm not going to say why. He should just know. And because I look at it in the locker room, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm very jealous of him. That's all I'm going to say. I'm leaving it at that.
Okay. So apparently,
it's like looking at Jake the Snake Roberts. But
well, speaking of Jake the Snake Roberts, he is going to go into the WWE Hall of Fame. All right. What do you think about that? What do you think so far about the four that they've mentioned? The Ultimate Warrior, Jake the Snake Roberts, Lita, Paul Bearer. You like that class so far?
I mean, that's a great class.
It's a great class to have.
Okay. You know.
Well, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just saying, Jake, I think Jake the Snake, he's battled a lot of demons.
Right.
You know.
Sure. Right.
But that dude, wrestling is his life, and that's where he comes through at. So
there are two rumored announcements coming of other people that are going into the Hall of Fame. Many expect that Scott Hall will go in. What do you think about Scott Hall?
Again, another dude. He can say what you want about him.
Okay.
That dude, I agree with him. I think he should be. Okay. Is he going to be Scott Hall or Reyes or Ramon?
I think he's going into Scott Hall.
Okay.
I think all indications are that that's probably going to happen.
Okay.
All right. Carlos Colon has revealed that he will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, as he announced it on some Hispanic website, PrimaHorror.com.
Wait, so he announced it, or like?
Yeah, he did. That's what I want to know. Like, exactly.
No big deal or anything, but
I don't know. You know, like, I hope somebody's like ready to mail that letter or press that button on that email and heard it go, you know what? Nah, not this year.
What's going to happen? Yeah, like, what's, I mean,
because I think the WWE is supposed to, you know, supposed to announce it. Like, you know, not, you know.
I mean, hey, it's
I don't even know what PrimaHorror.com is.
Like, Prime Whores? Or
maybe it's porn website.
I mean, Prima Whores or whatever. What'd you call it? Whatever.
It's called PrimaHorror.com. I don't know what that means. I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, well, I'll check it out later.
That would be awesome, though, if he just popped up in the middle of a porn scene. He goes, hello, I am Carlos Colon. I am going into WWE Hall of Fame. And then, you know, I don't know.
Somebody tats him on his shoulder. Man, that's next year, not this year.
Yeah, yeah.
That would suck. Good for him, though. Good for him.
Okay, all right. Okay. I don't know. I feel kind of indifferent.
He's Carlito's dad, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one. Like, I'm cool with all of them, but I'm like,
well, I mean, that guy is a legend.
Yeah, he ran Caribbean wrestling for years,
You got to give it to him.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, apparently also the WWE has applied for a trademark for Ric Flair to use in entertainment services, namely wrestling exhibition and performances by professional wrestler and entertainer rendered live through broadcast media, namely. Okay, so they basically trademarked Ric Flair. Does that mean that the Nature Boy's coming back on a full-time basis to the WWE? That's what many are asking. Would you want to see Ric Flair back?
Whether if I want to or not, I have, like, he's going to come. I mean, he'll be there. I mean, I would love it. I mean, Ric Flair, he's just one of those guys, you know, good old Hulkster's back. And
well, you got a point there.
You got to love it. Like, you're going to like it no matter what he does. And even if they trademark his name, so that means he won't be able to use it anymore.
I think so. The assumption is that the company has plans to use him on television on a regular or semi-regular basis. There are reports that Flair has signed a new WWE deal, but there's no actual confirmation to the fact.
I mean, they got the network.
You know, they got the WWE network. They've been talking about having more personalities on there. Obviously, you got to have people to staff it.
Right.
You know, an on-air talent. You can't have Byron Sexton,
right?
That new guy doing every single particular like lead in. So I mean, I guess it would be smart. I don't know. I mean,
you think they'll get a what's his name, Mike?
Adamly?
You think they would get him to do it?
Mike Adamly? I don't know, maybe.
I want his...
Mike Adamly's now doing, like, Legends conventions and whatnot for wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, and I did use air quotes, by the way.
Oh, so he's still in it.
I guess.
Good. Hey,
I mean, how long was he on Raw? Like, only a year or two? So I don't know if that constitutes being a legend.
I mean, I...
Again, I just did air quotes.
I mean, good. No good, one could fucking good, see them. Good, anyways, good for him. I mean,
I guess
he'll be back.
Adamly,
I think he'll be back. You got to bring him back. I would go crazy if he came back.
Okay, again,
he just walked in and called.
Do you remember?
John Cumma. What?
Do you remember American Gladiators with Mike Adamly, or was that too? Is that before your time?
It was back in the '80s, wasn't it?
Well, late '80s, like 89, 90.
He never did mind. That show back yeah, then. Yeah. Wow.
You should YouTube that shit. He was the host. Along with, I think, Todd Christensen.
Good old... Oh, man. Who was it? Was it Ice? No, Ice was a dude. who was the big blonde one with the arms? Arms. I mean, her biceps, it looked like there could be snow on those mountains. I mean...
You know what?
I
don't have my phone on
it's
me.
Thunder, it's some
thunder,
type of...
Maybe. I think
it's
thunder.
Some type of... Precipitation. If I said that right.
I think so. I think thunder is precipitation. I'm not sure. Hey, guess what? The WWE and DK Publishing have announced a new book looking at the company's history. The book, entitled WWE 50, is described as an unprecedented and in-depth look into the story of the global powerhouse, the WWE. According to press release notes, here's the topics that you'll hear about. The WWE split from the National Wrestling Alliance, the sale of WWE to Vince McMahon by his dad, their national expansion, innovations such as WrestleMania, Raw, SmackDown, Survivor Series, the triumph of the Monday Night Wars, and taking the WWE public. Will you buy the book?
If they talk about the WWE and the XFL, hell yeah, I'm buying that book.
I'll tell you right now, I want to know, and I tweeted this out.
I just want to know the thought process. I mean, hey, I respect, that was good for them for doing it.
They need to have XFL games on the WWE Network.
Could you imagine just the
And WBF, the World Bodybuilding Federation, that shit needs to be on the WWE
Could you imagine
Network.
How, especially how the NFL is today, safety and everything, could you imagine... Vince McMahon walking in and saying, talking to basically the advertisers, or I don't know how it works, where we want to bring the XFL back. Could you imagine?
Back? Especially, you mean back?
Well, wait. I never really, you know, it didn't really even start, but did they even get a full season out?
No.
Yeah,
no,
it was like,
no.
I think
like
it was like
four yeah. games and that was it, yeah. I mean, but that shit should be, they should just replay those four games.
I mean, the best thing about XFL was just the coin toss, which it wasn't even a coin toss. It was you put one guy on one opposite team, another guy on the opposite team. They get 10 yards apart. They throw the ball down, and then they both run and try to get the ball.
And it That's brought us awesome. It brought us sweet nicknames like He Hate Me.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
Well, this has also been reported that apparently CBS is thinking about moving the Big Bang Theory to Mondays this fall. Now, the Big Bang Theory is a ratings giant.
I love Big Bang Theory. I love it.
You love it?
Do you like it?
Yeah, but it's not something that I watch all the time. Like, I'll watch it here and there.
How can you not watch it all the time? It's like Modern Family. It's on all the time.
Well, that's true. I catch up in syndication. I don't watch it live.
That is true.
I don't know. It's just one of those shows. And, I mean, again... We want to keep this as a wrestling podcast.
That is true.
We don't want to talk about television shows.
That is true.
So, but I have a specific, I don't know, hang up when it comes to TV shows. I want to limit the amount of television shows of must-watch television. Otherwise, they get nothing done.
That's true.
Anyways, it would likely go on Mondays because apparently How I Met Your Mother is ending its run at the end of this season. Should have ended 3 seasons ago.
Not a big fan of that show.
No,
I know. I'm
not anymore.
Trying to stay away from the TV show talk. Just not.
Yeah,
I never really even got into it.
I liked the first couple seasons, and then it was like, how long can you stretch this out? Yep. Find the mom. Yep. Okay. Anyways, and apparently, I did not know this, that CBS has also acquired the NFL's Thursday Night Football games.
Yeah.
I did not know that. So there's no more NFL games on NFL Network? Or will they still
just
have
for them? Thursdays.
So they'll still, the NFL Network will still have Thursday games, and
CBS
will
too?
No.
They won't have them on. Well, you know what? No, they probably will. It's just, it's a money thing.
Yeah.
NFL, they want to make money. So.
Of course.
Yeah, they probably will.
All right. Anyways, The Big Bang Theory, ratings juggernaut, going up against Raw, good or bad?
That's bad.
You think that's bad? You think they're going to pull, you think they'll pull viewers? You think The Big Bang Theory is really going to put a dent in Raw's ratings? Which I will confess,
but the
before
thing
you ask,
is,
I don't
okay.
even know what the ratings are right now.
That is true, but yet, I'm just saying this, and I'm not disrespecting, you know, Raw or anything like that, but I don't think that they will care about it. Like, I'm talking about CBS and, you know, the big, like,
yeah.
they, like, I don't think it's not, it's something to where it would be like if the WWE and a very small, independent, you know, wrestling promotion said, hey, we're going to compete with you. What's the WWE going to do?
Well,
all right, good
true.
Luck. You
that's
know.
True. That's
all right,
true.
Yeah, you can run it on Mondays, you know.
Right.
Run your shows on Mondays. We'll see what happens. Like, I don't think, you know, I guess it's just, it doesn't really matter. Like, it's not going to matter. Like, if it does, it does. But people, you know, what always, you know, yeah, they're going to watch the show, oh, I've seen this episode, and then they're turned back.
Well, and then I'm wondering about what the demographics are for the two shows. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a little bit of that, you know, because The Big Bang has that geek theory, you know, that geek comic book, nerdy, you know, which sometimes also is used to describe wrestling fans. I wonder how much crossover there is there, whatnot. One thing I forgot to mention, which I don't have in my notes, but I have a Roku. One of those devices that allows you to stream internet across your TV. A Roku.
Roku.
Yeah. Anyways, apparently there's a new channel on it called Maddie GTV. I don't know why it's called that. I have no idea. But I read where AAW Wrestling out of Chicago is running shows on it. So I added it to my channel over there, my Roku channels. And I've watched an episode of AAW Wrestling. I'm not really a big fan. I don't know, the action wasn't bad. I really did not like the commentary. I gotta be honest.
Hey, I dig.
I really did not dig it. They're kind of... I don't like when the commentators try to put themselves over.
And that's why, you know what, and I know you hate it and you don't like hearing it. That's why I feel you're one of the best in the game.
No,
I know you don't like
hearing
that. I know you don't.
And
I know.
You're too kind.
I'm getting that out there. That's
okay.
You know. And hell, you never know if I may not wrestle again, your job might be in jeopardy. So, you know, good luck.
All right. Last bit of wrestling news I have here. And I watched it on YouTube. Are you aware that Colt Cabana and Cliff Compton are in a new KFC advertisement?
Really?
Yeah. I checked it out online today.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're like, it's a spoof of Over the Top, where they're like arm wrestling, but they've stuck like chicken strips in their hands.
I
and they're
like
trying
it.
To like dip the other one's, you know, chicken strip in their container. All right. Yeah, I was like, you know what? Mad props to those guys. I'm glad that they're getting some notice, even though, you know, I'm sure that there's lots of people that go, what's this stupid stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
All right, well, I got a couple questions for you. We're going to change things up. Just
okay.
go rapid right. fire on them, all right?
Okay. You're going to ask me some questions.
Hey, I'm going to ask you some questions. Right now, we'll talk about WWE. We're, you know, right now, number one guy that entertains you.
Bray Wyatt.
I love high five.
All right.
That dude.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that dude can never wrestle in a
yeah,
match.
Right.
I don't want it. Like, I don't want him to wrestle. Like,
no.
I could watch that dude cut promos all day.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's,
yeah, almost definitely.
He's scary. He's.
It's captivating. I believe that he's that character.
And that to me is like, when I see that, like, I think that's like the old, like, I'm sure if like old veteran guys saw that, they would be jizzing in their pants. Because that's old school. Like,
that dude,
you know, they just, there's not, especially in WWE, like, they don't have a whole lot of real characters.
Oh, right.
To where
right.
it kind of like comes back to like the roots of wrestling, and that is one of them.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mad props to that dude.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, I'll say that 2 weeks ago, last Monday night, I think Paul Heyman's promo to kick off Raw was one of the best promos I've seen all year, of the calendar year. It was really well done, and it actually got me excited for Undertaker and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I really wasn't interested at all beforehand, and I'm like, you know what? I'm a little more interested now. It'd be interesting to see how this goes. So, I think that they're doing okay with that. I really don't think that they're doing a very good job setting up Triple H and Daniel Bryan. I think they've done a half-assed job of that. I'm not a big fan of that. Though I do thoroughly enjoy the fact that we're going to have a 30-man battle royal
for the WrestleMania. Andre, that's right.
Yeah.
Good old Andre the Giant. You know Hogan's going to be in it, by the way.
Really? You think?
Oh, yes, he's going to be in there.
It would be easy.
He's going to, you know, I'm calling it right now.
All
right. Number 29. Because he's going to come out and he's going to introduce it.
Wait.
And then he is going to be sitting at ringside because he's going to be there with the trophy.
Is it Royal Rumble start, though? I thought it was just 30 men in the ring all at once, and then they ring the bell and you go.
Well,
which I have a theory as to why they're doing it.
Why is that?
I think it's a way to get more guys on the pay-per-view so they can write them a check. Because a lot of guys have been complaining and worried about the buy rates for WrestleMania, since they're essentially giving it away if you get the network. And they're afraid that their paychecks are going to be smaller, so I think that that's the way that they're going to, let's throw some guys a bone, let's do this 30-man battle royal, get more guys on. And again, I don't know, that's just my theory. We get more guys on the show, we can write them $1,000 check or $2,000 or whatever they make, and everybody will be happy and they'll stop bitching.
Hey, get your money.
That's what it's, money be green, yo. Money be green.
Well, I like to live in the fantasy land, and I want my 30-man battle royal entrance and everything. I want it to be an hour-long match.
Yeah.
And number 29 is going to be Hulk Hogan.
Okay. This is how, if you were booking it, this is how you would book it.
That's how I would do it.
That's how you would
do
it.
It's that simple.
All right.
So,
did you have another question for me in regards to wrestling?
Yeah. One of the Young Bucks, Dolph Ziggler's, those types.
Oh, I thought you meant the Young Bucks, like the tag team. I'm going to say,
No.
What's my opinion of them winning the Ring of Honor title? That's just to placate New Japan Wrestling, since they're coming over in May.
But, I mean, they are legit, though. I mean,
who? The Young Bucks? Yeah, I have nothing against those guys. I have a hard time believing.
Yeah, I know. They're
so small.
I understand.
That I kind of have a hard time believing they take on somebody big. But new guys in the WWE
not necessarily new. I really like, Curtis Axel. Like, I really like him.
I like Curtis Axel. I like Sandow.
Him. Yeah, yeah.
Fandango.
Mm-hmm. Fandango. He's up there too.
You know what? I think he's gonna reap the benefits just like Tyson Kidd, since his girl's gonna be on Total Divas. I think you're gonna see more of Fandango because
my sister's favorite show, by the way. Total Divas.
Thank you again. See, smart marketing on the WWE.
Dude,
same with my girlfriend. Several female coworkers that I work with love Total Divas.
And what does it get them to do? Watch Monday Night Raw.
Well, that's what it is.
How
it's
you wrestling,
doing? For women, it's wrestling without the wrestling.
There you go. It's all you need.
And that's all I hear about.
It's awesome. It's good fun to watch. It's good to look at.
Have you watched an episode of it?
I watched one.
I've watched two. And it's awful.
Yeah, I only watch it because of my sister and my girlfriend, because they wanted to watch it. I couldn't watch it.
I said this is too weird.
No, seriously,
I watched the first half hour of the first episode, and then I watched another half hour of the second episode, and I'm like, I'm done. I cannot watch it.
I can't watch it.
It's
but
just
hey,
too...
you know what?
Well,
girls like it.
But I hear about it every Monday. My girl calls me, gives me the lowdown.
It's stupid.
Whether I want it or not, I get
the
lowdown.
Stupid. It's stupid.
There you go.
What's your best favorite tag?
Ever?
WWE.
Right now?
Right now.
Favorite tag team? Well, they, I don't think they have that many tag teams in WWE.
Well, we got, there's a couple.
It certainly isn't the New Age Outlaws. I mean, that's not it. I mean, come on. Favorite tag team in WWE right now? Wow. I don't know, man. I gotta be honest. None of them really impressed me.
I love...
Do you love the Usos?
You know, yeah. Like, they're fun to watch, but I really love Swagger and...
Cesaro?
Yeah.
I like Cesaro. I like Claudio.
And I like, see, and Swagger, I like Swagger. I like that dude. Like, I think he's really good worker.
No, Los Matadores. You don't like them? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I think of tag teams, I don't think of WWE. Sorry. I really don't. I'm thinking of other wrestling companies. You know. Have you watched TNA recently?
No.
Okay.
Even though my boy MVP is back.
Right, I know.
Isn't he running this shit?
Well, yes, in the storyline he is, yes.
Good for him.
I guess.
Get that money. Get that money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he left Japan, but hey.
Because I'm sure he's making pretty good money over there.
Must have just...
You know, which, actually, you got to think about that.
Do you think he got an Asian girl pregnant? I'm not saying that. No, listen. I'm not saying that because...
Okay, all right. Why did that just cross your mind?
No. I'm not going to get into it. It has nothing... Like, and again, I am... Just, we'll leave it at that. Because people are going to think...
So
I'm,
you're thinking...
People are going to think that I'm racist. No, they're going to think that I'm racist and that I'm saying it and I'm not.
He left what was... Let's be honest. He was probably making pretty good coin in Japan. Because he was a big deal over there.
Oh, yeah. He was huge.
He left there to come over to TNA. You want to know what's the motivation. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, why leave a good thing?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
And I didn't... That's why it just popped in my... And I'm not... And again, I am half black. So, you know, you may not believe it, but I am half black.
No, so, I've seen your Ancestry.com profile.
Yeah, and, yeah, you know, and that's just...
I think the rumor is supposedly he does not have a long-term deal. Like, he does not have a contract. Like, he's paid on appearance. Maybe that's pretty good. I don't know.
But is that something that he, like, was there a Chinese guy telling him that? Because he could have been telling him they want him for 5 years. He probably just didn't understand what he was saying, so he just left.
Wait a minute. Why would a Chinese guy be involved with New Japan Pro
Wrestling? Okay, or a Japanese guy, you know, because he could have said, you know... Oh, you stay for you. You know, maybe he thought that he says, you
know,
eat your fortune cookie and get out of here. You know, that's probably what he thought.
I don't know. I'm not aware. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
But you know what? I you know, speaking though of being a star in New Japan, you know, Machine Gun Carl Anderson, a guy that's from mm-hmm. Cincinnati, mm-hmm. a guy that I have worked a couple of shows with back in his formidable years. You know, mad props to that dude. He's gone over to Japan and has been, you know, a big star. And when I think about it, and it was mentioned in a conversation I had with another friend of ours, that's got to be kind of the life. Because you think about it, he's a big deal in Tokyo. He's mm-hmm. a big deal in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big deal over there. But when he's got a week off, he comes back to Cincinnati, guess what? He can go to the grocery store, no one's bothering him.
Yeah.
Right? He can go have dinner with his family, no one's bothering him.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of cool when you think about it. You get both sides of the coin.
Yeah, and that's...
You know, you get the fame, and then you also get the anonymity.
I'm jealous. Stupid.
Well, stupid that you're not in Japan? No, I think it's smart because you just refer to Japanese people as Chinese, so I think maybe it's best you're not in Japan.
Yeah, that's why, dude. If I ever got signed to New Japan, or All Japan, any type of Japan, if I ever got signed to them, I would do one match, and then something would happen at an after party. I would be gone in 2 seconds.
They would never invite you back.
The Yakuza would be putting me in a box, probably in different boxes, and just sending me back.
Those guys don't fool around.
Yes, so
they don't. All right, well, we're getting up to about 55 minutes, Mikey. All right. So it's time for us to start wrapping things up.
All right, is there anything else that real quick you want to talk about, or?
Well, I would like to talk about April 12th. Coshocton, Ohio, Hopewell School, OCW. It's the big 11th anniversary show. We already got two matches set in stone.
Who are these two matches?
Two matches. Of course, for the OCW heavyweight title. You got Big Guns Jeff Cannon. He's going to go one-on-one with the man you don't like, Robbie Starr. What do you think of that matchup? How do you think that's going to go?
Well,
I mean, if you take Jimmy Shane out of the equation, it's Jeff and Robbie.
That's the key, man. That's the key. That's the key. You got to take that pale, milky-looking dude out.
Pale,
big
milky.
Big guns is big guns.
And, all right.
Robbie Starr, he has his own big gun. And I noticed I didn't say guns. I said gun. Because, man, that thing, I'm just saying.
Okay, anyways, the other match that's already signed is a midget world title match. From pint-sized brawlers, you got Little Kato, Beautiful Bobby are coming. Have you ever seen a midget match?
Yeah, I have. How come E. Smalls isn't going to be there?
Who?
Good old Eric. Eric?
Because I believe he's moved on to greener pastures, I believe.
No, he has. I'm happy for him. Proud of him.
I think so. That's the story I've been told, that he moved on. This is where you get to shoot on someone, finally.
Well, I don't know. I'm happy for him. I really don't have anything to shoot on him.
Okay.
Good old Eric. I love Eric to death.
All right.
You know.
Well.
I just wish he would get a hold of me more and, you know. Cause
well, again, you've
we
already...
We had a lot of memories.
You've already...
A lot of memories.
You've already stated that a lot of people forget about you.
Yeah. They do. It's stupid. And it's dumb.
I will never forget you.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that a man sitting here in blue sweatpants and Adidas shoes is never going to forget about
me. There is no kayfabe on this episode whatsoever.
I'm glad.
You've already ratted out that I went to the fridge to get a beverage.
I'm pretty sure, yes, I will get forgotten about.
And well, you will not. But anyways, let's get back to Ohio Championship Wrestling. April 12th, Coshocton, Hopewell School, 11th anniversary show. Follow OCW on Twitter, at OCW Online, for all the information as to where you can get tickets, when more matches are signed, etc., etc. Or you can also check out the website.
When is the show again?
April 12th.
Okay, so I need to write that down because I do not want to have...
Would you like me to text you in that,
you might,
that morning?
Yes. And yes.
Because as we already mentioned, I will be up early that morning. I can easily just text you.
Speaking of being up early morning, I don't know how, but next week I'm heading out to Chicago.
Really? For what?
Woo!
St. Patty's Day.
Tuesday! Oh, man.
Are you going by yourself or with friends?
I got a friend out there.
So oh, okay.
Leaving early.
Right. Driving, obviously.
Driving early Monday.
All right.
Okay. Early Monday. Coming back on Wednesday. I don't know. We're going to have to see. Might be early Thursday morning, depending on how Tuesday goes.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
So wait a minute. You're going out Monday on St. Patrick's Day?
No, St. Patty's Day is Tuesday.
No, it's Monday.
No, it's not. Shut up.
No, it says it right there on the calendar. I'm looking at the calendar on my wall.
Shit, man. I need to start writing shit down, and I don't understand why I can't just look at things.
What? Don't you just... You have an iPhone, don't you?
I don't know how to work that damn iPhone, John. Are we done with this?
We're almost done with it because I got to give my fave.
All right, give your fave.
All right. Anyways, Orlando's fave for this week. Well, it's not going to be cookies. It's not going to be a movie. It's actually going to be a commercial. You know what I'm a big fan of? What my favorite commercial is right now? The Snickers Godzilla ad. Have you seen that one?
I saw it one time.
I like it. I like it. I think it's funny. I think it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh. I'm not so sure about the new Godzilla movie. I don't know. I kind of like how cheap and kind of cheesy the old ones were. I don't know if this new one, it looks a little too high tech.
I think it will. Well, but they still at least have Godzilla looking like Godzilla.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Not some... But yeah, I don't want them
to overdo it though.
No. So my Orlando's fave for this podcast, the Snickers Godzilla ad. So, all right. With that being said, let me tell you where you can get a hold of me as we'll wrap things up here.
Real quick, do you think if there is, tell me if this makes sense.
Okay.
If a bunch of squid, if they hung out together, wouldn't it make sense to just call them a squad?
Well, I suppose so.
But squid don't hang out together.
Why not?
I don't know. John, do you want me to fucking call them and ask them if they do?
Well, I didn't know if you knew something, like they had antisocial tendencies or something.
No, I think, well, a lot there, I mean, I know that there is like a racial beef kind of within the squids.
Within the squids?
Yeah, within the squids. Really? Nature is
squids
different.
And octopi. Nature is different. Along.
You got to keep your eye out on nature. Because, I mean, they'll get you every time. Like, there's just, somebody needs to keep an eye out on what some animals are doing. And if I have to be that person...
What about airplanes? Because, you know, what's your take on the missing jumbo jet from Malaysia Air? I think it's a work.
I do, too. I think something's fishy. I think... What I personally feel is...
Okay. What do you think happened?
Oh, without a doubt, I think maybe a 900-foot squid ate that thing. And they're not going to find it. That's my honest opinion about it. I'm... Being honest, you know.
But don't you think it's a little weird that, you know, we live in a day and age where you can watch a movie on your phone, but you can't find a fucking jumbo jet?
Yeah, but you know what? Weird. Nobody thought that there would be a over 1,000-pound boar living in Georgia, which a wild hog. And there was. And nobody thought that.
Okay.
Nobody thought that. I never thought that there would be a raccoon that was stuck in my basement for over a year. And it actually had only three toes. But it was born that way. I thought raccoons, they were like genetically gifted with...
Why did you have a raccoon living in your basement?
Well, it wasn't living in it. It was more kind of in the walls. And, I mean, it explains like the scratching like that I would hear. You know, I thought it was just my cat trying to get attention. And
okay. Enough said. I don't know what more to say. It was a wild raccoon, or was it one of your brother's?
Oh, it was wild.
Oh, it was wild?
It was wild. Okay. It was wild.
All right. So, well, anyways.
So I don't know. It might have been a possum, too. I don't know. It was kind of, I didn't really know what it was. But
did
then,
you get it out of the wall?
Yeah, we finally got it out. And, yeah, it just, I didn't know what it was. My guess is it's a raccoon, even though I did see a poster about some, like, little dog that went missing. But,
I don't think it was a little dog. Were you there when they pulled it out of the wall, or no?
Yeah, my dad did. So he just yanked it out. So he cut open the wood, yanked that thing right out there. It was nuts. Man, it was brutal. It was awesome, though. Great podcast.
That's yet to be determined. All right, anyways, let me tell everybody where they can get in touch with me real quick.
No.
At PVDMVP on Twitter, or... You could shoot me an email if you prefer, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Mikey D, you have anything you want to shill?
No. Okay. I mean, I can share the, you know, where they can get a hold of me, but let's be honest. You already know what I'm going to say next. They're going to forget all about
They're
me.
They're going to forget. You're not unforgettable.
So, it's all right.
I wish I had Nat King Cole queued up. I would play it for you.
Thank you.
Would you like me to sing it? Unforgettable.
Hurry up. Do your send off.
Anyways, well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. I will talk at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Big Fun Columbus. What is that, you ask? It's simply the greatest toy store on the face of the planet. And it's right here in Columbus, Ohio. Shimmy on down to 672 North High Street in the Short North. And you can check out all of the various different toys that they have. If you listen to my previous episode of the PVD Cast, where I, John Orlando, did a complete entire episode from the store, you know that they got everything you could imagine. You need wrestling figures? They got them. You need McFarlane toys? They got them. He-Man? You got it. G.I. Joe? You got it. Star Wars? Legos? Whatever you need, whatever you collect, they got it at Big Fun. And guess what? If they don't have something, they got a wish list. You put it on there, they'll try to get it for you. Man, oh man, you got to go visit the guys and the girls down at Big Fun Columbus. Once again, they're at 672 North High Street in the Short North. You could check them out on Twitter at Big Fun Columbus, or simply go to Facebook. Facebook.com/Big Fun Columbus. Check it out. Get down there for everything that you need in terms of collecting, or hell, if you just want to go down and relive your childhood like I did, stop on down to Big Fun Columbus and check it out.